Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alex and Pina the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Again for another live episode of the Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Emma Cloney, Mickey Daniel, and J. Rodney Dunn in the Lost Frijoles Band. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino, and now, Fuzzy Bear's very own love interest, Josie Pasatino.
Glad to have another wonderful episode with all of you who are joining us tonight live, and those that are listening to us on the archives if you weren't able to be here tonight. So we have a very awesome show planned for all of you, so I will tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so, or hour or so, I should say, unless it's very, very special and things start happening like we talk and talk and talk, then it'll be a couple hours, but for now, an hour, okay. Like I just did. Okay, here's what I have planned. Tonight will be my guests Emma Cloney, Mickey Daniel, and J. Rodney Dunn. So it's going to be a really great show with all of them. You'll get to hear our fun chats, learn a bunch of, you know, different things about our guests tonight. Here's some awesome music of theirs. So, I mean, come on. You cannot ask for anything better. And remember, we are live, so anything can happen, and it usually does, so that's why we still love our live shows. It's always so exciting. You never know what will happen with technology.
Hey, Josie.
Yes.
Let's just make a quick mention about our grief about Nelson Mandela passing away.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad that you mentioned that. Rest in peace to him and also his family. We send our condolences to them as well, and to the millions of people who love him around the world. We want to just say rest in peace, and wow, thank you so much for mentioning that to us, Alan. So also, I want to talk here a little bit about our archives, so you can catch up a little bit from the
Josie
Show. Arranged by season, yes.
We also want to mention real quick that it's been a week since the last show, and Tina has not set fire to any computers or the house, and nothing's been hacked to bits.
Yes, we have to applaud her for that, because that's very rare that she doesn't set something on fire. So we definitely, it's true. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, our archives before I have to put on my next guest, which I'm very, very excited about. So can you guys please check out our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and our special edition episodes. And we are also rebroadcasting on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at www.fcnr.net. So you can hear rebroadcasts of our live shows there as well. So there's many, many, many ways that you could listen and catch up to The Josie Show and special editions just by going to one website, josieshow.com. And we also currently have 14 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab, and you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row, so he tells us the truth about that and story about that, and Caroline Cole and Ray Scott. And our next special edition episode is going to be on December 9th with Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. So it's going to be a really, really great, great one for sure. So please make sure you tune into that live one, December 9th. And also, oh, I just got word it won't be, what's going on? I just got, you're confusing me with the faces. You're making all sorts of different faces at me, okay? So what's going on?
I thought you were going to try and introduce the guests. I was trying to tell you.
No.
Don't go there.
No. No. Calm down. You can calm your face. Calm your face.
You got to stop looking at my face. Okay.
Yeah, really, I do, because you don't know what you're talking about.
We'll go back to hand signals. It'll be perfect.
That's good, yes. Please do hand signals. You're making all sorts of faces and confusing the mojo, okay?
Ignore my face. Just watch the hands.
Awesome, awesome.
I got a manicure, so that'll be fun to watch, okay?
Absolutely. Okay, you're ruining the mojo, okay? I know what I'm talking about, okay? Don't worry.
Okay.
So you can check out that live show on December 9th with Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. And that's for sure, Aziz. I was right. I will not look at my mop producer slash mother's face ever again. Okay, all right, yes, hand gestures. Also, please stay tuned to the end of the show. We're going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members, the Dream Quest Challenge, and a very special show we have coming up on December 20th for our holiday show. Woo-woo! I'm very excited about that as well. So it's going to be really great. We'll tell you all the deets on that. I really quick here, because we are screening, I think our guest has arrived, our first guest of the night. We have three of them. It's going to be amazing, very full show tonight. I just really quick want to talk a little bit about Country Blast Radio. You could find us, just briefly talk a little bit about it, because you guys probably know by now, Country Blast Radio is a 24/7 licensed radio station, and you can check it out at countryblastradio.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/countryblastradio, so you can follow us on that and become a fan, and we chat with us and just recommend songs. I don't know, just have fun with us. It'll be great.
Hey, Josie?
Yes?
I have a message from your squirrel friend. Let me read it. It says,
from my what?
Eek, eek, you know, from your squirrel friends.
Eek, 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 wah, eek. Oh, the extra eek. Oh, wow. Well, you know, thank you very much for the compliments. I hope it is. I hope that was a compliment, okay? But, yes, thank you very, very much, my squirrel friends. Wow, what have we become? But now I know my guest is here, so everyone, please, please welcome my first guest of the night. Everyone, please welcome Emma Cloney to the show. Woo! Yeah. Hello. Emma, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Josie?
I am doing great. I'm very excited to talk with you tonight. It's going to be great.
Yeah. It's great to talk to you guys, too. I almost missed you. Apparently, it takes a little longer to get home from grabbing a Christmas tree here in Canada than I thought. So.
It is no problem. The Christmas tree is the most important thing of the holidays, and spending time with the family, of course. So, you know what? We don't blame you. We don't blame you at all.
We combined all those things tonight. Yeah, it was minus 40 here
yes.
in Canada. I don't know what that translates to in Fahrenheit. I think it's about the same, minus 40. So cold
yes.
enough to freeze in under a minute.
That you made it.
Yeah, we made it. We're all good.
Good, good. I'm so glad. I'm just very, very excited. We get to play your music tonight, and I get to chat a little bit about you. So it's going to be great. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. So I'm excited to get started. I know I really want to kind of first off just like rewind a little bit back to the beginning where, you know, all music started for you. When did everything start for you?
Professionally or in general? Because there's two different answers to those questions.
Right, in general. I mean, when did you find out that music was what you, you know, wanted to do and that you had a passion for it?
I was probably just 4 or 5. It's sort of the same kind of thing as a lot of other musicians, I think. It's just... Mm-hmm. I found myself listening to the songs on the radio, instrumentals, and making up my own lyrics. I was always humming or singing, and my dad played guitar, and he had a really nice guitar. He actually had a 1972 Guild, and
oh, wow.
Under no circumstances was I allowed to touch it, which
okay.
naturally created an interest in wanting to play an instrument. So as the years went on, I started just getting my hands on different instruments, and I've always just found it to be one of those places of peace and creativity, and as an adult, it turned into a career, actually. So, you know, no complaints. Kind of the same way, if you want to turn your kids into professional musicians, just don't let them touch any instruments.
That's true. That's true. It'll tempt them to touch it even more. See? There you go.
Uh-huh.
Love it. Awesome, awesome. So, and you're still rocking. And I'm just curious, you know, who are some of the artists that you enjoy listening to? Who are you a fan of?
Well, I don't know if any of your audience members would know of some of the people I listen to, but I grew up on traditional folk music here in Canada, so a lot of Canadian artists like James Keelahan, Stan Rogers, probably more familiar would be Alison Krauss and Union Station. That's the style of music that I'm most into. Truthfully, I'll listen to just about anything, as long as it's not heavy metal or rap specifically, but no disrespect to those artists, it's just not my thing. I'm pretty much open to all types of music, and I try to keep what I listen to less mainstream. I like to find artists who people have suggested to me. Matt Anderson here in Canada is a phenomenal blues artist. He's one of the ones I love to listen to. So
awesome.
Kind of a little bit avant-garde.
That's awesome. I like that you like, you know, a variety of everything. And now I know that, you know, people at home are going to be typing in and Google all of the names that you mentioned so they could check them out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. You might like them as well, everybody, so check them all out on Google. And you got to love Google. And I want to mention you just recently released a CD this past October titled Stars for Streetlights. Can you tell us a little bit about that CD and other music that you have out? Tell us a little bit about it. It's awesome.
Sure. Well, Stars for Streetlights is my sophomore album, so the second one I've put out in the last couple of years. And it's kind of a beautiful collection of people keep calling it folk country, which is interesting. I guess a lot of the instrumentation will lead you down a country path. And also the way I write my songs is very much there's stories in them, and that's also very similar to country music in a lot of ways. The album came out of tough economic times, as I'm sure you guys can appreciate, in the States, here in Canada. Back in 2008, a lot of families started losing their homes and just could not keep up with the bills anymore. And our family was one of them. And when we lost our home, it spawned sort of this very sad but desperate need to start healing. So Stars for Streetlights is about how we lost our home in the country. We had a horse ranch. And how we traded that the sky view full of stars in for staring up into streetlights. So there's a beautiful collection of original songs on there, everything ranging from kind of a bluegrass feel. There's a blues song on there. There's one that you would definitely call country. And then some ranging more to the traditional singer-songwriter sounds of folk music. So a little something for everybody, a very diverse album for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's what, you know, people like is, you know, that it doesn't have kind of the same sound to it. And also people love the songs that have stories to them and have meaning to them. I mean, that's what I look for in songs, which is probably why I'm a big fan of your music. So I mean, this is something that everyone will love. I mean, and it's great. It's a great song, and we actually have it tonight to play. So I'm very excited. Excited about that. Yeah, so how about we do that since we're on the subject of this song? Let's do it right now. Stars for Streetlights, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
Sounds
I'm
good.
All right, here we go.
You could hang your head on a sycamore tree. We've been living there since she was almost 3. Lord, it broke my heart to see them cry as we packed our things and told my little girl lies. Like the rain falls down and can't get out again. Well, tonight I'm gonna fall just like the rain. I'll be adrift on a sea of tears tonight, 'cause I traded stars rattled round for days and days, trying to keep my hands busy in any old way. But like ghosts in this house, we just rattle around, and I can't confess enough mornings profound. Lord, I need to lay these burdens down. Like rain falls down and can't get up again. Well, tonight I'm gonna fall just like the rain. I'll be adrift on a sea of fears tonight, 'cause I traded stars, streetlights.
Beautiful voice. I absolutely love it. I love it. And I know that, you know, the new fans out there of yours will definitely want to know this information. But I believe it was on your front page of your website, emmacloney.com. You actually have a free download for people. Is that correct? For all those new fans?
We do. We put Lie to Me, which is a single from the album, actually, up for free download. And it's actually the first thing you come to on the website, so you can't miss it. So if you go to my website, emmacloney.com, it kind of spelled like George Clooney, but with just one O. And you head there, and you can grab the download and go and check out the website. There's all kinds of music to listen to and videos to watch, and you can check out the store. You can actually see what the artists look like, if, for those of you who are in the States who like this kind of music. And then send me a message. If this is the kind of thing you'd like to hear in your town, then give me a reason to come visit the USA.
Awesome. Yes, please, please, let's give her a reason to come to the USA. Well, here, I'm one reason. I would love to see you perform live here. That would be amazing. I would definitely come.
I would love that, too.
Yes,
cool.
Definitely.
Well,
definitely.
That's two of us. We can get another 150 to commit to it, then I'll get in the car and drive down as soon as Christmas is over.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. And just go to emmacloney.com, and and you can just write her and check out everything. You know, it's the best place people can go to purchase all of your music. I mean, I noticed you have your current CD there, your debut CD, some, you know, your bundle packages, et cetera, there. I mean, you have just everything there in your latest news, and just that's your one-stop shop. So
it is the one-stop shop. You know, it's an interesting landscape for artists these days. It's no longer where you can go into a record store and just buy what you want from an artist. So now we all need to be really good at marketing ourselves. So rather than be on all things iTunes and everything else, I just like to keep things nice and local to where I'm at. And it's a great way to support local talent and support small industry. If you're going to look for gifts for Christmas and you like the music, then that's one great way to do it.
Exactly, exactly. With the holidays coming, I mean, it's a very, very nice gift to give someone, the, you know, gift of just wonderful, wonderful music. That's what I believe. And I think that's really a great, great thing. Just so please, everyone, just check out emmacloney.com after the show and just, you know, check it all out. Check out everything.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, it sounds good to me, too. Let's just all do that. And also, you know, other than your website, do you have some social networking sites where our listeners can keep up on your latest news and chat with you and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, everything. There's links to the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube links are all on the website under the usual icons. You can catch me through any of those places. And the website has a regularly updated Twitter feed that will tell you all of the happening news and where I'm playing. And there's a contact form there, like I said. So if you'd like to hear a live show and you don't happen to live in Canada, then just send us a message, and I'll have my people talk to your people, and we'll come see you people.
Perfect. Sounds simple. Sounds simple enough. That's awesome. So everything is just linked on there. So just go to the website. Perfect. Perfect. And are you currently working on any other projects or performances that you could tell us about? What's been going on?
Well, I'm in the writing process, starting to think about what the third album will sound like. That's a couple years off at this point. I like to give it time to, you know, percolate, as it were. And I'm actually just about to graduate with my bachelor's in nursing. So that's my other project.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. It's been quite a journey. I've released two albums while in nursing school, and I think that there's a lot to be said for artists who have other things going on in their world to help them pay the bills and also help you get perspective. Mm-hmm. So lots of really inspiring stories in that field as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're really keeping busy. I mean, you do a lot of great work and a lot of things to keep you sane, you know, in this craziness. So that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah,
we're
planning a national tour across Canada. Mm-hmm. We're just doing legs of it throughout March, and then throughout the summer, I'll be doing a lot of folk festivals across Canada. And I think we're going to try and venture into the States, probably not this upcoming summer, but the summer after that. See if we can come down for some festivals like Rhythm and Roots, and maybe come and I want to check out Nashville, see what's down there. I hear it's nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So go find some more places where there's lots of music and get inspired by different flavors and maybe see if they find their way onto the next album.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, we'll definitely search that for you, you know, find some nice places, and, you know, maybe you'll be able to fit them in your next tour. That would be really, really cool.
I'm always up for a good suggestion. Always.
Yes,
you know, there's do you guys know of places where you live where live music happens and people come to listen? Then that's the kind of places I want to play. So, you know, have band, will travel. What do you think? Should we come do a concert in your studio there, Josie? We'll just come on down.
Yes.
We're going to stay with you. Don't worry, there's only seven in my band. All right.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's a plan. Yes.
Yeah. And then you'll wonder to yourself, how is it that you got all these Canadian crazy house guests that won't leave?
Hey, it's cool. It's cool with us. Trust me. That's amazing, amazing. And you have, you know, I know you have a new fan here that's actually in the chat room that probably is going to be excited to see you in Canada because they live there too. JP Zamet wanted to say hello, and he's from Canada as well. So big hello to
JP. Hey, JP. Well, Canada's a big place, so I'd like to know where in Canada is JP. So if JP writes back, then JP, you just let us know what province you're in, and I'll be sure to update the website when we're headed your way.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. So JP, just write that in the chat room, and we'll definitely let her know. I mean, that's perfect. Perfect. New fan.
Yay!
gotta love it. Gotta love it. And your song that you mentioned that people could actually get a free download for on your website, we have it with us right now, so I would love to play that right now called Lie to Me, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Awesome, awesome. Here we go. Lie to Me.
Keep it in the same place as before.
You, if you are ready.
You said phone questions?
Fun questions.
Fun questions. I was like, what's a phone question? Okay, go for fun questions. I like fun questions.
Yes, me too. Me too. a phone question. That would be interesting. that's funny. But yeah, okay, so the first fun question for you is, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career so far? Who have you met that just gave you just it was fun and you just it inspired you? Biggest impression.
Okay. That was actually a recent meeting. I went to a big, I guess you'd call it a folk music conference here in Canada, actually in Toronto, not long ago. And I got to meet and actually start working with the producer who produced all of Stan Rogers' albums. Now, Stan Rogers was one of the most famous folk artists in Canada, and he passed away back in 1983. But his producer, who had produced all these fabulous Juno Award-winning albums, actually met me at this event and started chatting with me, and is now asked to produce my next album. So that was a really inspirational meeting, because Stan Rogers' music was really what started me into crafting folk music in that Canadian tradition. And while I don't know how many of your listeners will actually know who I'm talking about, for me, that was a very inspirational meeting.
Wow, that is just amazing. You know, it's so cool how you can connect with people that, you know, have worked with, or, you know, people that really inspired you and got you started. So that's just such a cool, cool experience that you got. And you know, I hope that they that he's able to help you with your next album. That would be really cool.
I'm really excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I just gotta write the songs, I guess.
Yeah.
No pressure, right? Just write 20 amazing
pressure.
Songs.
No
problem.
At all. You got it. You got it under
exactly.
control. I love it. And then the last fun question for you is, who you know, for those new artists out there, you know, what kind of advice can you give those new artists that want to get their stuff out there? What would you say?
Oh, gosh, where do we start? Okay, well, first thing, find out what makes you you, and don't compromise. Just decide what it is that you love doing about your music, and keep that in mind. And if you want to get your stuff heard, just, you know, there's so many avenues. You could get a publicist, or you could just start playing local gigs. Sometimes we get lucky and the right people hear us at the right time, but I think the most important information I can give anybody is that the traditional music industry doesn't exist anymore, and it's all about how you can market yourself. And so selling your music is just like selling any other product. You just got to find out what makes it special and then make people believe in it as much as you do. And if you can figure out how to do that, then we'll all be really successful.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, thank you so much for that advice. And I know I could use it, and everyone at home can use it. And so thank you so, so much for that and for coming on the show. And thank you so, so much. And I would love to have you back on anytime, all right?
Sure, sounds good. Thank you so much for having me. And you guys all stay warm out there, eh?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Emma Cloney, everyone. Woo! That's so much fun. Yes. You definitely deserve that applause. Yes, I had so much fun talking with Emma Cloney, and we got to play her song Stars for Streetlights and Lie to Me. And please make sure you check out her website, emmacloney.com, Emma, E-M-M-A, Cloney, C-L-O-N-E-Y.com. And you can check that out and keep up on all of her latest news. You could you could actually purchase her music right there on the site, and also check out her social networking sites. It's all linked in on this one website. So just emmacloney.com, check her out. All right, so is my next guest here? Perfect, perfect. I thumbs up this time instead of the face. So we're good, we're good. Everyone, please welcome my next guest to the show, Mickey Daniel. Woohoo!
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing amazing. Yes. Oh, yes, I'm so excited to chat with you tonight. How are you?
I am so good. This is great. I'm so excited.
I am, too. I really want to really quick rewind a little bit because you started singing and yodeling at such a young age. When did you first start all this?
Wow. Well, I've been singing for as long as I can remember, but I got started in Western music when I was about 5 years old, started watching old movies from, like, the 40s and 50s and stuff. And when I was 11 years old, I had my first real performance. And a few months after that, I met Jane McBride and learned to yodel. So that's kind of when it all got kickstarted.
Wow, that is so, so cool. Because, you know, not a lot of people are able to yodel, myself. I can. I've tried. But it's not something that most, you know, singing teachers kind of teach you, you know, it's kind of something that you have to learn on your own. So is that what you did? Were you just interested in just kind of, you know, picked it up?
I wish I could say I had the natural talent, but I did not. I was 11 years old and I thought I could yodel, but I was not really making that break. And Janet McBride kind of got her claws into me, and she said, Nikki, do you want to learn how to yodel? And I said, yes, I do. And she says, well, you're not yodeling, so we'll just practice. So it took a lot of practice, but here I am 6 years later.
That is so, so cool. Not a lot of people get that opportunity to kind of, you know, have someone be like, hey, you want to learn how to yodel?
Right.
That's very, very cool. Very,
I know.
Very cool.
I'm so glad. I've been really influenced by her, and she's been a great, great mentor and teacher and friend.
That's so important. That is so important. I mean, you have a very unique style for music today. Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of music that you create? I mean, what kind of songs do you want to put out there that you have put out there?
Sure. Okay, well, that's a good question.
Thank you.
So technically, my genre of music you would call Western music, but my songs are different, and I do a lot of my own original music, and I don't really know how to explain it except for that it's from my heart, and it's how I feel. A lot of my songs are well, they talk about the things that I like to do. And my passion is for horses. I absolutely love horses. I love training. I love riding. And I just love taking care of them. I'm an animal girl. And a lot of my songs are just about the feeling that I have when I ride. Or sometimes it comes from inspiration. And I would have to say, if there's a way to describe my music and I had to say it in a simple sentence, I would say, cowgirl music from my heart. So
I like that.
That's about as
I like
as
design. Yeah. I like that. I like that way of saying it. Absolutely. And I like that you know, kind of you write music that are you. You know, they're, you know, from
right.
your heart, which is very
right.
important. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I know you are a huge, huge fan of horses. You know, because I mean, the first video that I actually seen of you was a video of you and Trigger performing "I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart," and you were great. I loved your yodeling. Yeah, and Trigger is your horse, which is adorable. It's such a good video.
Yeah. She's my baby. I kind of have to laugh because, you know, that video is several years old. I know exactly what you're talking
right.
about. But she stands so still in that video, and she's so hyper. We were just crossing our fingers and praying to God that she wasn't going to be moving around. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. She did great.
Yeah.
Love the camera. You love the camera. That's awesome. That is so cool. I mean, you guys have to check out the video. I'm pretty sure it's still on, you know, YouTube or, you know.
Right.
Just check it out. And also, I kind of want to mention, you know, you've gotten a lot of awards and a lot of fun things, you know, just to name a few. You actually recently returned from the Western Music Association Festival and Awards, where you won the 2013
right.
Crescendo Award, which is the new rising artist. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. And the Female Yodeling Champion Award and the Maryland Tuttle Best of the Best Harmony Award. Can you share with us, you know, how awesome it was to receive all of those awards? That's amazing, those honors.
Wow. Well, thank you. It was really kind of a shocker because the Crescendo Award, in my opinion, all of the nominees were just so incredibly talented and so deserving of the award, and I really still haven't gotten over the shock of winning it, so that was pretty cool. The Best of the Best Harmony, that was, it's just a blessing. I entered the Harmony contest with my friend Leah Sawyer, and she's only 12, and she has an incredible voice, and we entered with a song that was written by a pastor named Barry Hazel, and I learned it from a fiddling friend, and it's called "I Met Jesus in Texas," and that was exciting, and that was really surprising too. But I was really, really, really happy.
Yeah,
and
I
then
bet.
Same with the Yodeling Award. It's just all been a blessing. I've had a very blessed year. I've met a lot of great people. And if I had to say something about the awards, it'd be that it's not really the awards that define you. You know, you define you. And the awards are great to have and they're honors, but I'd rather thank the people for their support than for the award, if you know what I mean. So
Right, absolutely. Some wise words there. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's the fans, you know, for
right.
sure.
I wouldn't be anywhere. And right. I think it's the same with, you know, every artist, right? I mean, we completely depend on support from others. And it's just,
definitely.
It's been great.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I just wanted to say a big congrats for that. That is amazing, and also just the fans who supported you through it is just, it's incredible. You have very dedicated fans. You really do.
Thank you.
yes. And I also want to mention you have a new CD out titled Gotta Be a Cowgirl. Can you tell us a little bit about your CD, your very well-named, amazing CD?
Well, thank you. that's kind of a story all in itself. As of this time last year, we were not going to be able to have a CD. So this CD has definitely been a miracle. In May, I was approached by the man who produced my CD, Marvin Adele, and he said, Nikki, have you thought about producing or coming out with a CD? And I said, well, yeah, we've definitely been talking about it, but we couldn't afford it. And she said, well, if you'd like to use my band, and I will produce it for you, and we can use my engineer and sound studio, and we'd really like to help you get the CD out. So we all of a sudden could afford to do the CD, and it was so exciting, and I was so excited. And then he said, but I'd like for you to write a lot of the songs in the album. And I was like, oh, man, because I love to write songs, but about a year ago, I wasn't really writing very much. I mean, I was writing songs, but I wasn't writing songs that I wanted to put on a CD. You know, it was a different quality of music. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I guess you got to get busy. So the nine originals on my album, I think six of which I wrote within like a month and a half of putting them on the album. And we kind of laugh about it now because so many people were like, well, now that this is, you know, 6-8 months later, you still like those songs. And, yeah, I do. It was really fun. I really loved it. It was a great experience. I've never done anything like it before.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
So, so cool. That is amazing. Yeah, I bet. I mean, it just that first time doing that sort of thing, it's just like, wow. Like, it's very surreal moment. And that's really cool.
It was
cool.
Mind-blowing. Yeah. I mean, just so many people talk about, you know, being in the studio and doing all the stuff that I've been listening to people talk about doing for, you know, several years. But then actually getting in there and, you know, working with the sound man and with my engineer and the producers and just all the talks about what instruments should be on there and mixing it. And it was just all an incredible experience, nothing like I've ever done before.
Absolutely. That's definitely an experience that you will never, ever forget. For
right.
Yeah.
Especially since it's my first CD, you know, I think it's probably going to have a pretty lasting impression on me.
Absolutely, as it should. I think that is just incredible. And your song here that we have is called Orion Cowgirl, and I would love to play that right now if you don't mind. I would love to play it.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Awesome. I would love it, too. Let's play it right now, Ride'em Cowgirl by Mickey Daniel, and we'll be right back.
My mama set me up there when I was only 5. She said, smile, pretty, have fun, and hang on with your thighs. But she did not prepare me for the way that pony walked. I got scared and my face turned white, and I said, Mama, make him stop! But Mama, she just smiled, leaned back against the fence, and said, ride 'em, cowgirl, show 'em your big curly smile, whatever you do, honey, don't you let go. Show those cowboys a thing or two, they'll be drop judges watching you. You're the best darn cowgirl here, you know. Come on, give that pony a little spurt, hang on tight, hon, he's all yours. I was 10 when we moved on to a nice-sized piece of land. Daddy bought me a pony, and I've been hooked since then. I climbed on and reckoned I would give this thing a whirl. Daddy smiled and hollered, ride'em, cowgirl! I won't ever forget my very first rodeo, even though I was watching from the stand. That was when I saw a lady ride a wild bucking bronco, and I knew right then that I was gonna learn to ride 'em, cowgirl. Show 'em your big curly smile, whatever you do, honey, don't you let go. Show those cowboys a thing or two, they'll be drop-jive just watching you. You're the best.
rundown king, and cowboy kindly warned me about his bucking game. I climbed on and breathing deep, I thought back to the day when I rode my first pony ride and heard my mama say, ride them cowgirl, show them your big pearly smile, whatever you do, honey, don't you let go. Show them all a thing or two, they'll be dressed up just watching you, you're the best darn cowgirl here, you know. Come on, give that pony a little spur, hang on tight, heart, he's all yours, and ride.
Amazing. That was Riding Cowgirl by Miss Daniel. We're back to the right now. I loved it. It's such a fun song, and it's like very catchy. Like you can't help but sing to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
It was one of those 10-minute songs.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I know the listeners out there are going to want to, you know, purchase this song along with your others. So where can we go to purchase your music? Where can we go?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, my website is nikkidaniel.com, and you can buy it off of the website. I think you can also get it off of iTunes or CD Baby as well. So it's pretty cool.
Perfect. Very easy. Very easy. And please support the music, support Mickey, and check out the songs. They're fantastic.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Yeah. No problem. And
so
also, can you
fun.
Give us? Oh, wait. Sorry, I cut you off there.
Oh, I was just saying, this is so much fun. Thank you so much, Josie. This is great.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I'm very, very excited to chat with you. I was very excited that we heard that you were coming on because I heard your music and I was just hooked and I'm just like, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm a fan. What could I say? Yes. And also, I was wondering for all the new fans out there, can you give us, you know, the links to your websites or social networking sites
so
people can chat with
sure.
you? Yeah.
I'm on Facebook, and I'm on there as Mickey Daniel or Mustang Mickey. I'm on there as both. And my website is nikkidaniel.com, MikkiDaniel.com. And I'm available either way. That's my social networking so far. Who knows what it may turn into in the next year, but...
You never know. You never know. That's awesome.
Right.
So please, make sure you follow and add Mickey after the show, and we'll post all of your links after the show as well for easy access.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. And we have another song of yours here, a last song of the night, and I'm very excited to play Big Dreams, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
Okay.
All right, hit it. Big Dreams by Mickey Daniel.
Brown leather jacket and faded blue jeans, a black Stetson hat and a gold wedding ring. Don't let the ring fool you though, 'cause he's not really married. He's hiding from the girls at the rodeo. They scare him a little with their peekaboo clothes. He's looking for a girl who says yes ma'am and bakes a nice Thanksgiving ham. A Carhartt jacket and blue Wrangler jeans, Justin cowgirl boots and a bucket of dreams. The diamond on her finger isn't for real, it's a gift from her daddy. She's hiding from the boys at the rodeo. They scare her a little with their take you home show. She's looking for a man that she knows she can trust, who don't drink or smoke or cuss. Well, he met one night out at the rodeo, and she was impressed by his bronc riding show. They left the party early and one big plan. Cause Susie's his woman and Dave's her man. Ooh, little brown jacket and little blue jeans, little cowboy hat and his daddy's big dream. He rides a broomstick pony chasing puppy dog steers. He'll be a full-grown cowboy in a couple of years. Oh, a little brown jacket and little blue jeans, little cowboy boots and his daddy's big dream.
And that was Big Dream by Mickey Daniel. Yes. I absolutely love it. Now, if you don't mind, I know people are going to want to hear it. These songs that we played tonight don't have any of the yodeling in, but I was wondering if you could give us a little taste of your yodeling. Would you be comfortable doing that?
Yeah, sure. What do you want? Do you want just like a little sample of yodeling or like a snippet of what do you want?
A little sample. Do a little sample for us, That would be amazing.
Okay.
Love it. Wow. Jealous. I am so jealous right now, people.
There's a moment of yodeling.
That was amazing. I've said it many, many times on, different episodes that I wish I had the gift of yodel. And all these artists that can yodel,
easy, though. Oh, come on.
I got to figure it out. We got
to get together, Josie. I'll teach you.
That's okay. Yes, please. Teach me, please. Yes.
You do play cowbell,
Barely.
What's funny is I actually sometimes tell people that I can teach anybody to yodel in 5 minutes or less. It's just I don't guarantee what it'll sound like.
Well, it's worth a shot. Definitely. I would love to absolutely meet you so you could teach me how to yodel. That'd be great.
It'll have to happen.
It will.
My mom suggested that I let you guys know that tomorrow, actually, we leave from Monterey, California for the Monterey Cowboy Poetry gathering down there in Monterey for this next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just to let you guys know that you guys probably like to know about that. So that'll be fun.
That'll be a lot of fun. People that are, in California can make a trip out of it. Absolutely. Please see this girl.
Daniel,
please. Do so. That is so, so great. And one of these days, we're definitely going to see you perform live. That's for sure a must.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
I keep hearing so much about you. I'm so glad we're getting this interview, but at the same time, I'm like, we need to meet.
For sure. For sure, Z's. Absolutely. So much fun. I really have to give the props, though, a big thanks to Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country, who actually hooked us up, and he actually is not able to tune in tonight because he's working, but he wanted to give you a big hello.
Thank you. Well, tell him that I said hi, too. He's been such a great encouragement to me and a big support for me and my music, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I know he's going to be very excited to hear that from you. And I wanted to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show and also yodeling for us. I know we kind of caught you off guard, but you're a great sport. Thank you so much.
Well, I tend to stick a yodel in there wherever I can, so because what you asked for.
That's the way to do it.
Well, thank you so much, Josie. I am so, so honored. It's just been great, and I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your evening, and thank you so much for the interview. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. And we'll chat with you again soon, okay? Have a
sounds
great rest.
Good.
Awesome.
All right, you
sounds
too.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Mickey Daniel, everyone. So sweet. Love it. I had so much fun talking with Mickey Daniel, and we played her songs, Ride 'Em Cowgirl and Big Dreams, and you could check her out, and we'll post all of her links as well after the show, for sure, so keep a lookout for that and check out her music. Now, I believe my next guest is here. So everyone, please welcome my next guest, J. Rodney Dunn. And here he is. Hello.
Hello, Josie. How are you tonight from Texas?
Hey, I am doing amazing. I am so excited to be chatting with you tonight. Thanks
yeah,
for coming.
Yeah, it's exciting for me, too. And it's great to know that you're doing this and carrying on at a young age. I tell you what, I like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, it is just my joy because I love talking with great artists like yourself. So this is what I love doing.
Well, that's great to hear, and I'm glad of it. Tell you what, it's cold down here. We had a little ice storm that we normally don't get around this area. We had about a 3/4 inch of ice on the roads this morning, so nobody went anywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. I mean, Christmas is a-coming. So, I mean, I could feel it already. I'm in Illinois, the Windy City, as it is.
Yeah, I bet it's fixing to get cold there tonight.
Yeah, you could probably imagine. It is pretty freezing out there. Not a lot of people are leaving their houses.
Yeah, that's a good deal. It's a good
yes.
night to hang in the house and just to sit there with a cup of coffee and your wife.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That is pretty much it. Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad to be talking with you. You have a lot of great things going on and a lot of great things that you have accomplished and done. But I really want to rewind a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about your band? I don't want to say it, you know, wrong or anything. So please let us know what is the name of your band.
Okay, the name of the band is the Lost Free Holies Band. That's the Lost Beans Band. I don't know if anybody remembers back in the 70s, but Jerry Jeff Walker had a band called the Lost Gonzo Band, and it was named
Ooh.
After Gonzo Beans. And so mine is just called Free Holies, which is Pinto Beans, but the guys continually get lost. They don't show up on time. You know, it's a wonderful deal to live with, but we always hit the show right on time.
That's amazing. I like the name. Very unique, and, you know, right when you hear the music, you know who's singing it, and you know what's going on. You absolutely could tell that your band is just rocking. It's such a great,
yep.
great band. Love it.
We have a good group of entertainers. Mark Cullimore on lead guitar, who is probably one of the best guitarists in the nation. Kevin
mm-hmm.
Kingston played bass for us, and Dustin Lawson played drums. Mike Dolan plays drums. And we have hosts who set in on fiddle and steel. And also a guy named Bruno plays harp for us quite a bit. So we have a good time.
Absolutely. You guys just make up a really, really great team. And I'm glad that you mentioned the names because, you know, not a lot of bands get a lot of, you know, credit. But, I mean, they do, you know, a lot. So big-time props.
Folks, I tell you what, without them, I'm nothing. I tell you what, because I've did an acoustic show, and it's not very good.
Oh, well, I'm so glad, though, that you know, you have the band, and you are doing just fantastic, fantastic things, for sure.
Yeah, we're down here in San Angelo, Texas, which is out in West Texas, and it's mostly ranch land, agriculture, and oil. And so most of the folks out here have come up the hard way. They've worked on ranches. They've worked on farms. And the oil field has blessed us to where several of my friends and other people have done really well, have good jobs down here now. So maybe this boom will keep coming.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I absolutely think it's just
I have to say, because, you know, a lot of people are going to be thinking, you know, wow, you know a lot, you know a lot about this, but I have to say, you were a mayor for a couple of years. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I think that's very interesting.
Yes, I used to be the mayor of Big Lake, Texas, which is about 65 miles west of San Angelo, Texas. It's a great town of about, 2,600 people, and, you know, in a small town, you wear lots of hats. I was president of the Little League, president of Pee Wee football. You serve on the Economic Development Council. You just do lots of things, and you give back to your community, which has been so good to you. And the guy who was mayor right before me also was a guy named H.F. Ritchie, and he's also a songwriter and entertainer. So it's kind of a unique deal. We had two mayors there within a short distance of time that both had bands. We both played, and H.F. is a great guy, I tell you what, and has played good music for a long time. Matter of fact, he played with Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly and some of those folks in his day. So he was pretty big time back in his day.
That is just incredible. Wow, very neat.
Very fortunate. I grew up with a young man by the name of Jody Nix. He was a childhood friend of mine, and lots of people, some of your older listeners may remember his father. His name was Hull Nix, N-I-X, and Hull is the one who wrote Big Balls in Cowtown, and Bob Wills made that famous, and then Hull did several recordings of it also, but we just always had music around us all our lives.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, we've actually had him on the show, and he's a really great guy, very talented, and it's Jody Nix, I should say.
It's a funny thing about Jody. He started off as the drummer in his dad's band, and, of course, now he's a fantastic fiddle player and stuff, but the guy's a great drummer and plays guitar. He's just puts on an excellent show, good Western swing music.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's so cool how you know all these talented guys, and it's very, very cool. That you're rocking, and I absolutely love your music. And I do want to say here before we talk a little bit more about your music that we unfortunately don't have any of your music tonight, but I would really love to play them on the next show that we have, and we'll do a special thing for you with it too.
Okay, well, so, that'll be great. I understand we had some difficulties. I mailed some CDs to y'all, but apparently something didn't work there. And I'm not real techy on this sending MP3s and stuff over the Internet.
Right.
I just kind of from the older school, and that's why I mail those. But anyway, apparently we had a little bit of a problem with that. You'll find the songs on there are kind of what they call a red dirt music, or Texas country is what we like to call it. And it has some Western swing mixed in with blues, and it's kind of different. I think people will really like it. We have one spiritual tune on there that I wrote, and it's called Lead Me. We perform at a church out here in West Texas where we go to church, First United Methodist Church in Mertzon, Texas.
Wow. That is so cool. Wow. For the new listeners out there that are going to want to, check out the music that you have out, where is the best places that we can purchase your music?
You've got it on iTunes and CD Baby. And just the name of the album is Caliche Country. That's C-A-L-I-C-H-E Country. It's a type of dirt. It's kind of like red dirt country, but we call ours Caliche Country. And it is because we don't have much red dirt. We've got lots of caliche and alkali dirt.
Wow. I love how you named it that. You have such unique names for everything. It's just so much fun.
Well, we make half of everything up. That's what the deal is.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I believe in having a good time everywhere I go and what we do, and we love for the crowds to have a good time also, and it's always great to be out there in front of a crowd.
I bet. I bet people just adore you guys and your music. And also, do you have any upcoming performances or dates that you guys are going to be doing, for the people out there that are listening and want to check you guys out live?
Have any upcoming?
I believe December 14th or 15th, next Saturday night, we're going to be at the Party Ranch in San Angelo, Texas. And then a couple of weeks after that, I believe on December 28th, we're going to be playing at Boondocks out at Lake Nasworthy, and that's close to San Angelo also. And
nice.
We just play kind of around this immediate area. We don't get out and stray too far from home. We all have regular jobs, so we kind of have to take care of that first so that we can feed our families and take care of our wives.
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, I love that. I love that, though. You have such a great balance in, you know, everything. I mean, of course, you, you know, prioritize your family, but then also, you know, you do other things, and then also you followed your dream with this music, and you are just doing a fantastic job at it. And I think that's amazing. So people, please, everyone that, you know, is near Texas or, you know, in Texas or anywhere, if you want to make a trip out of it, this is definitely worth it. So please make sure you see them, and please take tons of pictures and videos so I can see
them. Yeah, I'll tell you what. And we do have a blast down here. We know how to party, as everybody else in the nation does, too. They've all got their own little quirks. And but I was real fortunate. I married an old girl about 27 years ago that's just a great person. She teaches second grade and is an educator.
Wow.
And she's been my strength all through my life, guarantee you.
Absolutely. And she's probably your big, you know, motivation to, you know, kind of just keep going and doing what you're doing. Great support.
Yeah, I would say so. She's just a good person. Everybody loves her. She's so sweet. Doesn't have mean moan in her body. She's good people, you know. And a guy's lucky to get a woman like that. I guarantee you. She's just, I'm a lucky boy.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I think that is so great that you have that, you know, love and support, which, you know, helps you as well.
It's a love story that they'll make movies out of someday.
For sure. For sure. You definitely, I mean, whoever can make that happen, please do, because that is for sure a great love story right there. Amazing. And I want to mention a few other things here, you know, just kind of a fun question. Can you share with us, you know, how important it is to have amazing friends in the music business? You know, I know you have that big support with your wife, but, you know, in the music business, the amazing friends out there so you can, you know, support each other. Can you share with us how important that is to you?
Oh, my gosh. It is something just to feel like you're wanted and to have someone wants to listen to you. Makes you feel so good. Most musicians I know, singers, entertainers, all of them are the same. They have that inner fear all the time of, do I sound okay? Is the crowd reacting? Do they like it? Is it too loud? Is it too soft? And the whole thing is, you know, when they let you know, hey, you sounded good tonight, it swells your heart out. It makes you feel accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know with the music that you write if some people like it, if some people don't like it. And you have these inner demons all the time that are constantly fighting with you. Do I try to play this one? Do I want to throw this out for the first time? And when do I throw it out there? And so the CDs have been a great way to do that. It gives us a chance to throw it out there without actually performing it in front of a crowd. And then we get a little bit of feedback from the radio stations and stuff like this, and boom, you know right quick whether they want to hear it or not.
Absolutely. That, like, you know, instant kind of communication to tell, you know, your fans or people that are on the radio, you know, when they tell you that they love your song and love your music, it's such a great kind of pat on the back, well done. Feel for you.
Just hearing one of your songs on the radio, it swells you up with pride, and your ego jumps up a little bit. Where 5 minutes before, you might have been on the floor, you know, going, oh, God, I hope nobody doesn't think this is crazy.
Right.
And it's just part of it. But as an entertainer, you know yourself. You face fears. You face things that come along, and then you have great times of joy when you're way up there real high and you're thinking, hot dog, somebody likes this.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you remember the first time that you ever heard your song on the radio? I mean, just what was your reaction? I bet, you know, complete shock and just wow.
Yeah, I was driving down the road in a local station out of San Angelo, 103.1 played it, as a matter of fact. And it was one called We Ain't Outlaws. And I had wrote it back in the 80s and stuff, and we recorded it in the early 90s. And it just, you know, I pulled over at the side of the road and tried to call one of my friends and my wife. So they said, hey, my song's on the radio. Well, my wife teaches school, so she couldn't answer her phone. And my friend, of course, he didn't answer either. So I was the only one that heard it.
You were jamming all by yourself.
You got it. You got it. But I'm a very confident person, so it doesn't scare me much.
Right, right. You were probably just so like surreal and just so excited about it. I can imagine.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Wow, that is so cool. I can't even, you know, imagine just kind of you know, riding down the road and just feeling like, wow, okay, that voice sounds familiar. Wait a minute. That's me.
Well, I could tell in the intro of the music what it was. You know, when you
yeah.
write something and then you coordinate the music in the studio with your friends and then with the producer and stuff, and you're kind of sitting there, you know every lick of it, and you know exactly
yeah.
how it sounds, and so you can't mistake it, you know.
That's true. That's true. Wow, that is very, very cool. And another fun question here for you. Who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? Who have you met that just kind of, you know, motivated you or inspired you, pushed you along, motivated? Who would you say?
You know, I know I've met several of the big-timers, George Strait, some guys
right.
like that and everything else. But some of the best ones I've ever met are just the fans, you know, that are so genuine and so good, you know. And small-town musicians that I've played with before, like H.F. Ritchie, Mitch
mm-hmm.
Davis, and Donnell Williams, and Damon Means, and people like that, they influenced me more than anyone by their perseverance, their courage, what they did to get to where they were at, to help you play, and for learning the stuff that you wrote. You know, it's not even stuff they wrote. I wrote it, and they're sitting there playing it going, you don't know whether they like it or not, but they would encourage you to continue. So
yeah.
I think it was a bigger influence on me than any of the stars, because it just meant a lot to me, having my friends and my coworkers and my people in my band and fans coming back and saying things that made me feel good.
Absolutely. That's all you need, you know, is that little push to be like, you know, just ready to make even more music, do more.
Yeah, that's true, too. You know,
yeah.
I've never won any awards or anything like that, probably never will. But there's a ton of people throughout this nation just like me. They love performing. They love to play. They enjoy
right.
writing their own stuff. And that's what it's all about, is the joy of music, the joy of doing something that you like to do.
I agree. That's the most important thing. You know, absolutely. I mean, that's just, if you're, you know, if you don't like what you're doing, then you know, it won't work out. But if you really love what you're doing and put your whole heart into something, I mean, this is just what I believe, but I mean, it just, you know, it'll take you far. You know, it's very important.
I agree. You know, it's,
yeah.
And it makes your life a much more joyful, I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, I do need to say thank you to Becky Bartlett Brown. And
mm-hmm.
She's out of Stephenville out there, a friend of yours, I believe. And she's the one that hooked me up with you and
yes.
asked me to contact you folks. And we appreciate you doing what you're doing out of Illinois there. And I understand this thing mm-hmm. is nationally syndicated. And
yes.
it sounds like you're on the road to success there. We're proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, big time thank you to Becky Bartlett Brown for hooking us up with you, for sure. I mean, I'm just very, very thrilled that I got the chance to talk with you and get to know you better. I mean, she's very sweet, so big time thank you to her.
Yeah,
sure.
She's a great lady, I guarantee you.
She is. I'm very, very thrilled that I got to talk to you. And, you know, I really also, I mean, this is going to be the big, big question that people are going to be wanting to know, but are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? You're writing. What have you been up to?
Well, I'm always writing songs and stuff and jotting down things, you know, and certain little deals when you pick up a guitar, there's a certain way you can make some different chords that strike you. But, yes, I've been talking with Gary Laney. He used to be a producer out of Nashville up there, and he's moved to San Angelo. And he's kind of taken over our recordings and stuff as far as telling us when to come in, stuff like that. And hopefully this spring we're going to come out with another CD.
That would be incredible. We
and
would Lord. Love that.
And I'm so sorry you don't have anything to play there tonight. But hopefully the folks will listen in next week and you'll have something on there where they can get a little taste of it, because some of those songs are really good, you know, and they were co-written with some people and stuff like that, and I wrote 10 of them. So I think folks will really enjoy it. We just need a chance, just like everyone else.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for sure, we'll promote it, and we'll do something special for the next episode with your songs. So, you know, people will definitely not miss it. And it's no problem that we didn't get to play it tonight, the music. But for sure, the next Friday show is going to definitely play it. And I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us tonight and, you know, chatting a little bit about your music and what you have going on. Thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you for having me. I tell you what, we love to talk and we love to have a good time down in Texas, and, you know, this could go on for hours and hours because we're big talkers. Everything in Texas is bigger, you got to remember. So, heck, we don't know when to shut up.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, you know what, one of these days when we are going to Texas, which is definitely, we are definitely going to be going to Texas, I definitely want to give you a call or something so I can, you know, see you perform or meet you or something. That would be awesome.
Sure.
I would love that. Yeah.
We have a great band that entertains the whole crowd. It's we don't just step up there and play song after song after song. We actually entertain them, have a little bit of comedy show in it and stuff like that. So it's a pretty good night of fun when we're somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to check that out for myself and see the fun. And it sounds like a lot of fun. And I just, once again, thank you so much. Oh, and when your new CD comes out, or when your new stuff comes out, please let us know. We'd love to have you back on, all right? To, like, update us.
We will do. We will do that, Josie. And thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. For real. This is just my honor. Thank you so, so much for coming on. And we'll talk with you again very, very soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. J. Rodney Dunn, everyone. Bye. Thank you. Awesome. Yes, that's a good response. Woo! Well, I had an amazing guest on tonight. Just craziness. I had so much fun tonight with all three of my guests. We got
hey,
to talk
Josie.
With Mickey Daniel. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Why? What have you heard?
Nothing much. The squirrels weren't really talking.
In the chat room, JP wants to have snow cones with you in his igloo in Canada.
I have snow cones, so that sounds fine. That sounds good to me. I don't refuse snow cones, so just saying. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Alan, for letting me know. That would be amazing. Cherry flavor is my favorite, just so you guys know. You know, shout out to, of course, big time shout out to JP Zammit. He was awesome.
Would you want a moose? Because he's in Canada and he's got moose, and he could send you a moose.
I've always wanted, I got to be honest. I've always wanted an elephant. But you know what? Moose are like, moose are smaller, and I think they're cute. I mean, people.
Wait, I
know,
thought you wanted a giraffe.
Like, what? But, it's okay. We'll put him in the backyard. It's fine. But you know what, people?
You want the giraffe.
But people think, you know, that these, you know, animals are like wild and crazy. I don't see it like that. I'm a very big animal person. So, yes, I would love a moose, please, for Christmas.
I
can make a new song for that.
You wanted a giraffe, but you don't have a sunroof in a car, so you couldn't get it home.
We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Don't worry. I got it. When I put my mind to something, it'll happen.
I'm going to get a moose.
Yeah, let's have everybody check your Facebook page because there's a picture of a giraffe licking a squirrel.
Wow. How does that even happen? A squirrel is all the way down there, and the giraffe's head, he climbed.
Oh, there was actually an article that went with that picture, and it's from a wildlife preserve. And there's a deck where people could go up and pet the giraffes. And the squirrel just made friends with the giraffe, and they became inseparable.
That is so, so cute. I think I've pet a giraffe before. At the zoo by us, Brookfield Zoo, right? Brookfield Zoo, I actually did. I got to pet a giraffe. It was so amazing, and he made slobber all over my hand. I remember that part. Because he was going down. His long neck was going down. It was kind of scary, actually, because I was small and this big neck was coming at you. But it was so funny because I think you got to feed him or something, and I put my hand there, and he just slavered away all over my hand. So,
giraffes have really long, sticky tongues, so they hold leaves down. When you feed them, you're supposed to put the food on their tongue, but a lot of people just hold it, and they just suck it right out of you.
Yeah, literally, he did it. He did that, pretty much. I think I have the scars, too, to remember that day because, he really dug in there. But he was very sweet. He didn't bite. He was very nice, and, you got to pet him on his neck. He got to get slobbered on. It was just such a great day, all in all.
Yeah, remind you to send me the picture somebody sent me. They have a pet baby rhinoceros. And it sleeps with their 10-year-old. It just puts his head on his stomach. But they're not going to be able to keep it much longer because it's already about 180 pounds, and it's going to grow up to be about 600 pounds.
Wow, that's a bit frightening. Yeah, that's scary. That's scary. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be doing that. Yeah. But did you actually, really quick, off topic, before I get started here, I have some more little deets that I want to talk about. But did you guys hear the story about, I think it was in China or Japan or somewhere, there was actually a 6-year-old who would sleep with their pet alligator. Have you guys seen that before?
No.
Search it. There is a kid that literally has a huge pet alligator as his pet, and he sleeps with it and everything. So please check that out, little kid with alligator. Just do that. Type it in Google, and you will see what I'm talking about. And I don't remember where it was, but just check it out. It's crazy how people have these scary pets with their kids.
All you have is Toby the
wiener dog.
Dachshund.
Yeah, I have a very vicious dachshund, people. A very vicious wiener dog right now.
You don't want to go anywhere near his mouth when he's yawning.
Absolutely not. I mean, he is such a vicious wiener dog that all he does is sleep on the couch all day and wait for his goodies. That's all he does. Okay?
Yeah,
anytime you guys call
to fix something, he's just like laying there going, oh, no, not again.
Yeah, he pretty much is a snuggler. He's a cutie pie. But wild dachshund on the loose. Wild wiener dog on the loose. All right, so now I want to talk a little bit more here before we get cut off, which is not cool. I've had that happen to me tons of times. But I want to talk a little bit about advertisement and sponsors. A lot of people have been asking, and I have mentioned this quite a few times on our show, but I'm going to just let you guys know again here. On how to advertise a sponsor, the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. All you have to do is call 331-442-5833. Wow, that's a lot of double digits in it. That number again is 331-442-5833. Or better yet, all you have to do, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, is email our station manager, Tina, at T-I-N-A, Tina, at josieshow.com. So T-I-N-A at josieshow.com. And we have introductory rates here, and so there is never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. And also, before we get caught off, I want to update you all on the Dream Quest Challenge, what's been going on with them. You guys heard it tonight. We revealed the 4 remaining contestants that will move forward in the competition as the finalists. So big congrats to our finalists there for the Dream Quest Challenge, Vince Anthony, Audrey Tucker, Wayne Jacobs, and Freddie Asbury. And please remember to help us out here to pick a winner just by voting at dreamquestchallenge.com/vote for your fave. And voting goes until December 16th, and the winner will be announced on the December 27th show segment. So please make sure you get in your last-minute votes at dreamquestchallenge.com/vote. And also, before I turn it over, turn the mic over to my producer for VIP members. I'm so excited. I want to talk a little bit about our Christmas show, which is going to be on Friday, December 20th, and we'll dedicate that show to all of the victims of the November tornadoes that hit especially hard in Washington, Illinois. And everyone here at the Josie Show is asking for all of you to please donate funds or items, and here's how you will do it, how you can do it to help them during this season of love and giving. Please call the Salvation Army at 1-800-725-2769. That's the Salvation Army, 1-800-725-2769, to give a small financial donation. Every little bit helps. And if you would like to donate clothing-type items, please call 1-800-728-7825 to find a Dropbox near you. And thank you very, very much. It's very appreciated. And remember the Christmas show on Friday, December 20th. So I'm very excited about that. Now, let me turn the mic over to my producer, Tina, for VIP members. What's been going on in their lives?
Well, yeah. We have some new news.
Yeah.
New news.
Hi, Tina.
Hello. Ellen has been making me laugh all night. Okay. So, I've been over here quietly.
Yeah, it has something to do with chocolate snow cones. I don't know.
How come I wasn't invited for chocolate snow cones?
They should have those, do they? No.
I don't know. I think I'd like grape flavor. That sounds right.
We should let everybody know that on our special Christmas and New Year's episodes, since they are Christmas and New Year's, there will be alcohol, so if Tina and I make no sense, you'll understand why.
Very funny.
Do we ever really make any sense? I mean, honestly.
Very funny. Very funny.
That's why people
too.
Listen to us.
Yeah,
we'll get
to people and a lot of buttons to press. What could go wrong?
On that special occasion, I'm having chocolate milk on that special occasion. Not just regular milk, chocolate milk. Yep.
Okay.
That's what I do.
That's what you do. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about what's going on with our VIP members. Let's start with Larry J. Massey. You can find him at ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey, and he's also on Facebook if you want to go ahead and search him. Find his information. We play his song, Nursing Home Prayer, which he just recently sent us, on Country Blast Radio, so you can definitely hear it there. Next, Rick Seaman. You can find him on Facebook, facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Make sure you have the right one. He's working on some new music. He does a lot of fantastic Hank Williams Sr., so make sure you check him out. Beautiful voice. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Next, I want to tell you a little bit about Wayne Jacobs here. Wayne Jacobs, you can find him, of course, on Facebook, but also at waynejacobs.co. And he has got some great things going on. I just wanted to go ahead and mention here really quick for Wayne. You heard tonight he is one of the finalists in the Dream Quest Challenge as well. But he does have a Christmas song out. It's called A Child Born for You and Me. It's a beautiful song. It will be playing on our station. We'll be playing some Christmas songs here coming up in the next couple of weeks. But you can go ahead and purchase this. Just go to melodicrevolutionrecords.com. The album is called The Spirit of December 2. It is various artists that put out some Christmas songs, and when you purchase this, money gets donated to the needy to be able to provide blankets for them in the cold. So it's a fantastic, fantastic thing. So make sure you go ahead and you check that out. Also, I wanted to go ahead and tell you
about Vince Anthony. You can find him at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. He's also on Facebook. He has a new Facebook music page that he's just recently started up. So if you type in the search bar, Vince Anthony, country music recording artist, I believe, you will have it pop up. Make sure you go there, give it a like. He is playing tonight and tomorrow night, if you want to catch him. He is playing at Roper's Saloon, R-O-P-E-R-S. Roper's Saloon, comes on at about 9:30 at night, Central Time, I believe. It's located at 720 Tower Avenue in Superior, Wisconsin. So if you're anywhere near Superior, Wisconsin, make sure you stop in there and check out Vince Anthony tonight and tomorrow night. He will be playing there. Great, great place, huge, tons of things to do, including a mechanical bull. Yep, you heard me. And just so that you know, Vince Anthony is also now on CD Baby. So if you go to either his music page on Facebook, or there's plenty of posts on Josie's page and his page as well, or if you go to his site, Vince Anthony Online, click on the little music tab, you can purchase a hard copy CD from there, just from his site, and then from CD Baby, you can do downloads of individual songs as well as the whole album, and you can do all of that right there from the music tab on his website. So that's fantastic. Make sure you go ahead and you do that. Also, let me go ahead and go back into my VIP members here. We'll talk a little bit here about Tim Garman. Tim Garman constantly putting out new music. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Of course, he's on Facebook and Reverb Nation and all of those sites as well, so you can make sure that you go there. And I wanted to go ahead and pull up here Brad Howard. You can find Brad Howard, of course, on Facebook, and he also has a Reverb Nation site, so you can find Brad Howard at reverbnation.com/Brad Howard or facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. I believe that he is going to be playing live, and I'm just going to go ahead and find this here really quick. Yes, he's going to be playing live tomorrow night, Saturday, December 7th at 8 o'clock p.m. at the VFW Post 506 in McMinnville, looks like Tennessee, McMinnville, Tennessee. So if you go to Brad Howard Music on Facebook, you'll see some posts for it right there. So hopefully if you're in Tennessee, you can go ahead and catch that show. That would be absolutely fantastic. And so just to go ahead and recap, we have got Tim Garman at timgarmanmusic.com, Vince Anthony at vinceanthonyonline.com, Larry J. Massey at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs at waynejacobs.co, Brad Howard at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music or reverbnation.com/Brad Howard, and then Rick Seaman at facebook.com/Rick.Seaman.3 to make sure that you have the correct man. Now, all of their music is playing on Country Blast Radio, so you can hear all of them there. And a special congratulations tonight because two VIP members actually made it into the finalists on the Dream Quest Challenge. So congratulations again, like I said, to Wayne Jacobs and also to Vince Anthony. So continue to vote for them. Just go to dreamquestchallenge.com/vote. And just so that everybody knows, we had a little technical difficulty before the Dream Quest Challenge was completely over earlier tonight. So after tonight's show, we are going to actually run the Dream Quest Challenge all over again so you can hear it in its entirety. All right. Well, that is our beautiful VIP members. And now back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tina?
Yes?
Hi.
Oh, you're too funny. Okay.
You said about, like, blankets to keep warm. If you can't find a blanket and it's not cold, you could snuggle with an alligator.
Yeah, apparently small children do that. That's not really a good plan.
Did you see the picture on Google? Oh, man.
I haven't seen it. I'm not.
You got to check it out.
It's a little dangerous.
It's okay. But we are actually about to get kicked off of the air now, so I would like to just mention next week that my guests are great catch-ups, actually, with Shane Wooten. Yeah?
I got a message for you. Well, I got two messages for you.
Okay.
The first one is from Tina the Squirrel that says, eek, 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 ack, ack, eek, ack, wee, ack, ack, eek. And
gotcha.
The second one is, our old friend Celeste Kellogg, who had a last-minute live chat last night, and I went there, and she told me to say hi to everybody. She's still holding you to the pogo stick race, and she will be calling soon because she wants to be a guest again.
Awesome, Celeste. I would love that. We love our friend, Celeste Kellogg. She is just amazing, and I know she has a lot of great things that are happening, and she recently actually had a birthday. I know that, so I'm very excited. Anytime she wants to come on, it is a must, and the pogo stick race is a must, too. She'll beat me, but, hey, it'll be for the fun. We'll take pictures. It'll be all good. So let's do that. That's amazing. But next week, my guests are catch-ups with Shane Wooten and Sean Bryan, and then also we have Ashley Alexander and Rance Noren. So it's going to be four guests. Wow, jam-packed. It's going to be a jam-packed episode, and I love every second of it. Hello!
It's Peanut the Squirrel.
Sup, Peanut? Sup, Peanut? It rhymes. Sup, Peanut? That rhymes.
I
want a snow cone. If you find a snow cone, just let me know because I want a snow cone. I do, Cherry. Just saying.
I'm pushing that. Nuts.
What did you say? I didn't even hear that.
I like mine with nuts.
I bet. I'm sure. You are just interesting. But please join us next week for more of this craziness. I'm the Josie Show, and we will talk to you guys until then. Bye, everybody. Love you. Mwah. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Bye.